In the beginning of this week's parsha, we have the three malachim who came to Avram, and Rashi quotes from Chazal that one malach doesn't do two jobs. So one of them was to give the news to Avram about his impending birth of Yitzchak, and one of them was to heal Avram from the Ris Mila, and one of them was to destroy Sodom. And everyone asked all the Achronim asked the Kasha, if one malach doesn't do two jobs, and some of the malachim were to do things in Avram's house, and some of the malachim's job was to do things in Sodom, then why didn't Hashem just send separate malachim to Avram, and separate malachim to Sodom, and some malachim would do their job in Avram's house, and other malachim would do their job in Sodom? And there are many answers to this question. There's a famous Mashal Chachma about this, but the Rav once said that, no, the malach who went to overturn Sodom couldn't overturn Sodom unless he first went to the house of Avraham Avinu. That's why all the malachim had to go to the house of Avraham Avinu. Why? Because Sodom was Ra'im v'chatan l'Hashem Ma'od. They were very evil, depraved, and corrupt. But maybe they could have had a taina. After all, you know, not everyone's fortunate enough to live in the exact same circumstances. People live in different times, different places. You know, Eretz Yisrael in those days was a very tough place to be from. It was full of Avodah Zarah. It was full of, you know, the Chumash tells us later that the biggest Toevos were the Makomos that the Canaanim lived in the old days in Eretz Yisrael. It was very hard. There was too much temptation. There wasn't a good religious framework. And the people in Sodom could easily say, we don't deserve an Onesh. It's not our fault. In these circumstances, we just couldn't really be, we couldn't be properly from. So the Rav said the Malach had to first go to Avram's house. Avram lived in the same country as the people in Sodom. He was just a few hours walk away, right? He lived in the same country. He lived in the same time, the same place, in the same social setting. And Avram Avinu did the exact opposite of Sodom. He worshipped Hashem, and he was Machnes Orchim, and not only did he do that, but Hanefsher Asu B'charan, right? He was, and the Rambam talks about how he got lots of people to join him and taught them his derech. The Malach went to Avram Avinu's house and saw that even in the exact same time and place, you could be an Oved Hashem and you could live out all the values of the Torah. Then he went to Sodom and said to them, you guys are living the same place as Avram Avinu. If Avram Avinu could do it and all the people in his household, Banav Neso Achrov, could do it, then you could do it also. And if you didn't, then you are Chayiv. And that's why the Malach, even the Malach to overturn Sodom, needed to go to Avram's house first to see that it was possible for the Sodomites to have acted differently. The Rav said this is a big theme in the Rav, not only in the Rav's drushas, in the Rav's life, right? The big chiddush of the Rav was when the Rav came to America, he didn't come to the America that we grew up in. He came to America, it was, you know, the golden Medina in terms of Gashmias, but it was, you know, the graveyard of Judaism, of Torah, of mitzvos. Everyone in Europe knew you didn't go to America because you couldn't be from in America. And the Rav showed up in America, and he said, you know, I'm going to be as American as everyone else and then some. But who says that being American means that you can't be from? Forget about being from. Who says being American means that you can't be a Brisker Lamdan and be Makbid and have all the Brisker Kpedos and have a high level of Talmud Torah and sophistication in Avodas Hashem? And that was basically like, there are probably many, you know, 100 years ago, there were many Gedolim who are as great as the Rav who moved to America. And they all stayed from and stayed learning and locked themselves up in a room and wrote lots of Sfarim that maybe someone wouldn't read someday. But they gave up on everyone else. They're like, okay, can I from cut in America? I'll stay from and I'll die. And what can you do? That's life. And the Rav says, no, wherever you are, there's no place that tells you whether you can or can't. It's all a matter of whether you want to, whether you have the Ratzon. And that's what the Rav got from our Parsha, that the Malachim are here to tell us that it doesn't matter where you are. You could be a tzaddik, you could be a ben Torah, you could be an Avram Avinu wherever you are, or you could be a Sodomnik. You could be a Sodomnik wherever you are. And, you know, on the one hand, you know, not to underestimate the importance of being in the right religious setting. You know, no one's going to say, like, you know, don't grow up and go to yeshiva and don't live in a frum neighborhood, et cetera, et cetera. But on the other hand, not to rely too much on the setting. Ultimately, the hard work has to be done by you on the inside. And wherever you are, even if you're in the best yeshiva in the world, if you don't work on yourself, you're going to end up like stone. And even if you're in the biggest wasteland in the world, if you really care and you really put the effort into it and you really believe that it's possible, then you could end up like Rav Soloveitchik and his Talmidim, and like Avraham Avinu and his Talmidim. Shabbat Shalom.